With both Vancouver and Halloween having strong Scottish connections, mixed with Vancouver's misty, somewhat creepy autumn vibe, it's no surprise Halloween has become a big deal locally. Halloween has evolved a lot over the decades, and while there are roots in pagan feasts, it hardly resembles the events that happened even in the early days of Vancouver. So here are five things you, probably, didn't know about Vancouver and Halloween. 1. In the early days of the city, it was connected to Scottish heritage. Locally, Halloween was often connected to Vancouver's Scottish population. In both Vancouver and Victoria, Scottish society groups held events and concerts celebrating the time of the year. Over the years, that's one of the things that evolved, with a more North American version of Halloween developing. In WW2, there are even old newspaper articles talking about Vancouver Soldiers Station in the UK bringing their own version of Halloween back to the land where it originated. 2. The first costumes in North America. While costumes are inextricably linked to Halloween now, that wasn't always the case. And while there were different types of dress for the predecessors of Halloween, the first time people dressed in fancy disguises for the night in North America was in Vancouver in 1898. 3. Newspapers used to review Halloween parties. Imagine going to a Halloween event and watching a person noting down the decorations, food, and general vibe. In the 1920s, Vancouver newspapers would publish notes on house parties held in Vancouver for Halloween on the social pages. For example, one review reads, "A delightful Halloween party was held at the home of Miss Dorothy Newton, Main Street South. The rooms were tastefully decorated with Halloween motifs and colors. The time was pleasantly spent in music and dancing." Another, from the same paper, reads, "A very enjoyable Halloween party was given on Saturday evening by Miss Alice Cunell, Miss Daisy Coppale, and Miss Ada Coppell. The rooms were artistically decorated with autumn leaves, orange and black crepes paper, pumpkin lanterns, black cats, and witches. A dainty maid attired in appropriate costume admitted the guests." 4. The city used to give grants for youth parties. In the past, there were grants given by the city to organizations to host parties for the local youths. For example, in 1949, $2,000 was handed out, which is about $27,000 in 2023. However, local politicians weren't always happy about it. In 1949, after several incidents of pranks costing the city around $10,000, more than $120,000 now, local politicians, including the mayor, pushed for that money to towards police officer patrols on October 31. One alderman said all the parties did was bring the youths together before shutting down too early and releasing the young people into the city. "We should have had a half dozen extra patrol wagons and locked some of those kids up for the night," Alex Fisher is quoted in The Province. Another alderman suggested police should have had nightsticks and used them on the youths. "That's what we used to get and it never did us any harm," he's quoted as saying. "Now if you hit a kid, you're charged with assault." The mayor, for his part, blamed a few things, including certain neighborhoods and the church congregation where he was giving a speech. He went so far as to suggest restrictions, including banning firecrackers except at children's parties. 5. A reward to catch slippery pranksters. Vancouver has a long history of Halloween pranks. In 1902, the general manager of the BC Electric Railway, the precursor to TransLink and BC Hydro, offered a reward for certain information. He was looking for the party or parties who on the night of October 31 greased or soaped the streetcar track on Westminster Avenue, Mount Pleasant, causing the streetcars to struggle up the hill. The reward was $20, which would be several hundred dollars now.